Crisis Nursery's Children's Holiday Shop, December 1st through 8th. We're in a new location on 1808 Roundbard Road in Champaign. Kids up to 12 years old shop at the Volunteer for affordable, fun gifts. Like us on Facebook or check crisisnursery.net for info on times and celebrity volunteers, including superheroes, athletes from the U of I and Parkland, and Santa himself. Have fun while supporting Crisis Nursery's mission to prevent child abuse and neglect. We look forward to seeing you at the Children's Holiday Shop, December 1st through 8th at 1808 Roundbarn Road in Champaign.
18. Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associates.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
We will close the border permanently if need be. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump tweeted that the morning after the U.S. temporarily shut down the port of entry near San Diego. When hundreds of migrants from that caravan camped out in Tijuana made a rush to the U.S.
Things got violent. Things really took a turn for the worse. In fact, a lot of these migrants were throwing rocks at border agents. We know some of those agents, in fact, got hit by those rocks. Those agents then had to use pepper ball guns, also tear gas, just to really calm the crowd down.
Eric Richards with Fox 5 TV. Mexican officials arrested 39, threatening to deport them. The president wrote, Mexico should send all those migrants back, claiming they're many of them are stone-cold criminals. There's a new Russia-Ukraine conflict today at sea. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, Ukraine's president demanding Russia immediately release a group of sailors after the Russian Coast Guard opened fire on three Ukrainian Navy ships before seizing those vessels and their crews. It happened in waters near Crimea, the region of Ukraine annexed by Russia 4 years ago. Ukraine says its ships had done nothing wrong. Russia says they were lacking permissions. The Russian government is also accusing Ukraine of planning the incident with the United States to provoke conflict with Russia. Dave.
Simon, they're getting more snow in Chicago, which is why more than 500 flights are canceled to and from there today. Another 100 flights grounded elsewhere. Many more were canceled yesterday, like this woman's trip out of St. Louis.
Thought we could get out. And so waking up at 9 o'clock and seeing your flight was already canceled, that was a little bit confusing for us.
Have you bought anything online yet today? Well, retailers hope you shop at home or even at work, offering deals and in many cases free shipping on what could be a record-breaking Cyber Monday. Americans expected to spend nearly $8 billion. This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Class of light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
The Taliban has gone on the attack in Afghanistan, ambushing a police convoy in the western part of the country, killing 20 officers. And there was also an insurgents attack on an army checkpoint in the northern part of Afghanistan. 10 troops were killed in that. They'll start to pick a jury this morning in Charlottesville, Virginia, to put an Ohio man on trial for what happened last year when the white nationalist rally got violent and then deadly.
James Alex Fields Jr. faces first-degree murder charges in the death of Heather Heyer, who was 32 when she was killed on August 12, 2017. Fields is accused of driving his car into a crowd of people protesting the white nationalist at the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. Jury selection is scheduled to start today in Charlottesville Circuit Court. Fields, who is 21, has been described as an admirer of Adolf Hitler. The Unite the Right rally was held to protest the planned removal of a Confederate statue and drew hundreds. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
At the Supreme Court, The justices will hear a case today involving Apple defending its apps.
In an antitrust lawsuit, consumers claim Apple unfairly monopolizes the app market. Apple is fighting the lawsuit, which could force the company to cut the 30% commission it charges to software developers whose apps are sold exclusively at Apple's App Store. A judge could triple the compensation to consumers if Apple loses the case. Apple says it does not own the apps or sell them, saying it's the responsibility of software developers. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Britain's parliament has seized confidential Facebook documents from the developer of a now-defunct bikini photo search app. Looking for answers from Facebook about data protection policies. This ahead of an international hearing tomorrow. Lawmakers from seven countries will grill a Facebook executive in charge of public policy. And on Wall Street, stock futures are soaring before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. I'm Stevie J. This is Diane Ducey. Our news brought to you by OSF Ergo. Delivers a quick, convenient, high-quality care you expect from urgent care, but in a way you never expected. OSF Ergo offers two locations in Champaign. They're on North Prospect near Walmart and Aldi, and on South Neal in the old Bricks building. What if they got pizza for me? Hey, it's right by Harvest Market. It's USF Ergo.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. University of Illinois head football coach Lovie Smith has gotten a two-year contract extension. University of Illinois Director of Athletics Josh Whitman made the announcement over the weekend. In a statement, he said it'll keep Smith at Illinois through the 2023 football season. Whitman says he has studied the program extensively. He says he sees steady progress both in the development of current players and the talent they are adding to the roster. The Champaign County Board tomorrow is set to vote on whether to approve a settlement in a lawsuit over a death at the Champaign County Nursing Home. WCIA says Sonia Kington died in June of last year at the facility. She was found outside in the courtyard and had been left alone in the extreme heat. An investigation revealed that staff members were not aware that she was gone for more than 3 hours. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
With two convenient locations in Champaign, OSF Ergo is redefining the urgent care experience. Specially designed for busy individuals and families, you get the exact care and service you need without sacrificing time or quality. At OSF Ergo, we can treat your mild illness or injury and have you out the door quickly at an affordable cost. OSF Ergo accepts a number of insurance plans, including Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Humana. Visit OSF Ergo.org to see and learn more.
Here's your weather, brought to you by our friends at the Blossom Basket Florist. Ron Bailey and his family do such a great job. Locally owned and operated, two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or online at blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. My goodness, it's windy today. Some light snow, fog, and mist this morning. Northwesterly gusts from 38 to 55 miles per hour. Today's high 31. We've hit that. Temperatures dropping throughout the day and low 18 into the evening tonight. Bring on the sunshine tomorrow with a high 24, low 16. 31 on Wednesday with sunshine, down to around 26 on Wednesday night. Currently 30, wind chill at 13. ESPN 93.5.
Here we go in the last few days of November. December just a few days away. It's Monday. Our good friend Alan Sachs, professor at the University of Texas Arlington. I hope it's warmer in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Alan.
It is. It is. It's going to be a high of 51 today, and on Thursday it's going to be in the 70s.
Wow.
So we go to Dallas. Get our summers, yeah. and our springs. We get tornadoes and 100-degree yeah. heat.
All right, Alan, we've got chaos at the border. We had a group tried to charge through, I guess this is in Tijuana, into the United States, tear gas deployed. Again, boy, is it too much to say you're all welcome legally, we can go through the process versus storming our border? Oh, we are heartless. We don't have any heart to not let. How can you? I mean, what is the answer here?
You make too much sense. You're right. It should be orderly. There are some people, mostly on the right, that believe that there really is, and I'm using that very infamous word, conspiracy, to really take down America, to throw out all of our laws, to cripple our school systems, to mess up our universities even more than they're messed up, to overburden our health care system and our welfare. And that's what some people say. Other people say, no, it is just a matter of human welfare and that we must care for these people coming across. And frankly, I'm sort of split both ways. I really do see it my own two cents. I'm a little bit conspiratorial. I believe there are people that really want to take down this country or at least change it very dramatically from what it's always been, our laws, our traditions, our culture. But on the other hand, when you see these women and children coming across, it does hit you.
I agree, totally. I think you see these women and children, you want to give them a better life, but if you have a dozen people at your front door and they're demanding to come in...
And more to come.
Isn't part of the problem that the world is watching, and if they're successful, they're all coming?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'm looking now at some headlines on various websites, and they're saying that thousands more migrants are headed toward the United States. And you're right. If one group gets in, all the others are going to come in as well. I'm a big dog lover. I love dogs. And when I heard some of the Hondurans say they had to leave their dogs behind, it really hit me, because I imagine that some animals are just not that well treated as mine are in parts of the world.
Yeah.
And that really hurt me very much. So there's a human catastrophe going on. Europe faced this some years ago. Thousands of immigrants, especially from the Islamic countries in the Middle East, pouring into Europe, but they were able to bring it under control. And what they did, they simply put pressure on other countries like Turkey to stop this, because a lot of people are coming into Turkey, going from Turkey to Greece, and from Greece into Europe. And once you're in Europe under the European Union, you can travel just about anywhere you want in that continent. And they were able to stop it by putting pressure on Turkey to stop the migration of immigrants from Turkey into various parts of Europe. We're not so lucky so far.
What do you think happens at the border? I mean, how does this end?
Well, President Trump is threatened to even close down the border completely, and he might well do that. But, of course, a lot of Democrats are shouting, you're callous, you're heartless, and you know the story. So it's becoming a real battle, and I believe it's probably going to continue up till election time of 2020. And the invective from the other side, from Democrats, is just reaching all-time highs. They are now talking about impeachment, of course, and some people, and I was one of them, thought that maybe some of these committee chairs, like Mr. Schiff of California, head of the Intelligence Committee, Maxine Waters is now head of the House Financial Services Committee, a man by the name of Nagel, I believe, from New York, head of the, the Oversight Committee. But it may be they're all talking impeachment, and they're yelling at President Trump, and their voice is louder than it's ever been. So my hope that maybe Speaker Pelosi, and she will become Speaker, would sort of bring this under control, so far has not happened.
Speaker Pelosi will make it with Democratic votes, or will Donald Trump help with some Republican votes?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I've always believed that President Trump likes her more than he does other possible speaker candidates. And the reason why, she's experienced. She's a politician, and she has said in the past she does not want to talk about impeachment, and at least not yet. And I think that President Trump likes that, so he's willing to go with her. But how long that'll last is difficult to know.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, it will continue to watch this chaos at the border. It's a sad situation for some of them. There's some infiltration with nasty people for others.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's anything wrong. The Democrats are playing this, I know, politically. They want to hurt Trump as much as they can. A whole lot of the criticism comes from people where you can go on YouTube and find them saying the exact same things about people
absolutely.
Storming
just
our border.
Years ago, if every single one,
yep.
President Obama, President Clinton,
yep.
Nancy Pelosi, every one of them said the same thing
yep.
that Trump is saying.
Yep.
But these are different times.
Alan, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
thank you. I hope your weather will turn better.
Yeah, thank you. We hope so, too. Kind of blizzard conditions in Chicago. I know that up in Chicago in the Windy City, they've shut down some offices early. This winter storm warning in Cook County extends through mid-morning, and then it's supposed to get better up in the Windy City. But it's windy.
Yeah.
And it's blizzard-like conditions in parts of Illinois.
And I know yesterday 1,200 flights canceled out of O'Hare.
Yeah.
So, they're dealing with a mess because 9 to 12 inches, I think I've heard, in the Chicagoland area.
Wow. So. Boy, that's a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to have you listening. It's Monday morning, ESPN 93.5. You have any thoughts? You know, the border situation, does anybody on the left understand that it's just not a good idea to have open borders? You don't know who's coming. Who's going to take care of everybody? We don't have endless money. And why not have just a system of people applying for immigration and apply to come
yes,
to the
please.
I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, it's just like, oh, you're heartless. It doesn't make any sense to not know who's coming to your house.
You expose
it
the American people to diseases and all kinds of concerns.
You got illegals that are out there that aren't so good. I mean, everybody sees that, right? It's common sense. So why not know who's here and have a system? 359-2255, 359-2255, if you'd like to chime in on that. All right, good to have you. It's Monday morning. Let's check our sports headlines. Illinois basketball win yesterday, much needed after a tough trip to Hawaii. Well, they're back in the win column.
That's right. After that win over Mississippi Valley State, 86-76, actually had a winner from tickets from Stevie J Broadcasting. Text me and say, that was a blast.
Good.
I hadn't been to a game. Thank you again.
Yeah, we won easily, too.
Exactly.
And almost set the record for school three-pointers in a game.
Right.
We had, 16 or 17.
Yeah.
So we were pounding down the three.
And Trent Frazier was 16. Kipper Nichols seems to be back. Ooh. He had 14.
That's important. If we can get Kipper going, that's big.
Exactly. Illinois volleyball winners. Saturday night, we were dealing with the parade of lights. I got the news coming in for the senior night beating Purdue. That was pretty cool. And it's pretty cool that we're selected as the number 3 seed hosting the first and second round of the NCAA tournament with a record of 28-3, 17-3 in the Big Ten. In fact, 7 teams in the Big Ten are in the NCAA tournament. And then we could host the regionals December 7th and 8th. So tickets go on sale for Friday's games. We start against Eastern Michigan at 7 o'clock at Huff Hall. If you want to get those tickets, 9 a.m. today. Season ticket holders have an exclusive deal. But go Illini. When it comes to Northwestern beating Illinois, I mean, we hung in there, right?
No, we did. No, ranked. Much, much better.
And stability is a key to success. Josh Whitman extends Lovie Smith's contract through 2023.
Want to talk about that in length. We'll play some of Josh's comments from yesterday's press conference. Lovie Smith gets an extension after the worst defensive year in the history of Illinois football.
In his 3 seasons at Illinois, 9-27, 4-23 in the Big Ten. Again, more comments from Josh Whitman, our athletic director, in moments. College football playoff poll has Alabama 14 straight weeks at number 1, then Clemson and Notre Dame. Oklahoma and Georgia switch places. Now Georgia's in the number 4 slot. And after Ohio State beat Michigan, number 8 now, they bumped up to number 6.
This is why you never bet on sports. I would have said, how much you want to bet? I'll take Michigan, you take Ohio State, and Ohio State's beating by 30. What? I mean, it wasn't even close.
Right.
They blew them out.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, as good as Jim Harbaugh's overall record is in Michigan, you don't think them murmuring in Ann Arbor this morning about his ability to lose every time to Ohio State, that's not tolerable up there. They don't like that at all.
Okay. 5 straight wins for the Indianapolis Colts, 27-24 over Miami with the last second kick. And in the late game, Minnesota over Green Bay, 24-17. Tonight, Tennessee is at Houston. NBA action has the Bulls at San Antonio and the Pacers are at Utah. That's Centrally Sports to this hour. I'm Diane.
All right. If you have any thoughts about our immigration issues and storming the border, and is it crass or harsh to want folks to come in legally, 359-2255.
There's a comment saying the left has forgotten about 9/11 already.
Well, and again, we don't know who's coming in, but that's my point. We ought to know who's coming here.
Yeah.
There might be some terrorists for all we know. Probably a lot of women and children. How do you turn them away? I mean, it's heartbreaking. I mean, we don't know, but if you see a mom dragging two little kids, I mean, it's just heartbreaking because, man, I don't want, what are they going to do?
Right.
So, but yet, we have to have a system. It's common sense to want to know. A little more on Lovey coming up as well. Here we go. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you now by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
The special weather statements include the wind advisory until 9 a.m. with gusts up to 55 miles per hour out of the northwest, and some slick spots could be in places with untreated roads. We've got a high of 31 expected. We've hit that, dropping down to 18 tonight. Tomorrow's high 24, low 16 with sunshine. Sunny on Wednesday with a high 31, low 26. Currently 30, ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check our Fox Business Minute now, brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Get some Josh Whitman, some Lovey Smith Extension Talk next. 720.
Fox Business Network. Futures are pointing to a rally at the open on Wall Street after oil prices recovered overnight. Retailers are hoping to see another bump in online sales today, Cyber Monday. Adobe Analytics says online shopping on Thanksgiving Day was up 28% from last year. Cyber Monday sales are expected to be up nearly 18% from last year, which would make this the biggest online shopping day this year in the U.S. Campbell Soup appears close to settling a dispute with a major investor, Daniel Loeb and his Third Point LLC. The proposal involves increasing the size of Campbell's board from 12 to 14 and including two members approved by Third Point. The fund could also be involved in helping to select Campbell's new chief executive. The Dow dropped 178 points on Friday. The Nasdaq lost 33 and the S&P was down 17. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Well, I told you last week I had an unfortunate accident with my vehicle and my garage door, and been over Honda BMW was amazing. The service I experienced there was kind of a Honda President's Award winning. Oh, they are a Honda President's Award winner. Anyway, they have taken care of me and have allowed me to drive a 2014 BMW. And it's, wow. I mean,
it's pretty.
It's just ride. The ride on a BMW. And particularly, it feels so heavy, like this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 2014, but man, I can't tell what year it is. It's really nice.
Yeah.
I've been very, very impressed with the weight. It feels heavy. And in winter, that's for sure, because I've never known how they handle in winter.
You feel like you're secure on the road.
Oh my gosh. It's just,
that's
very
that engineering
impressive.
At work.
Well, you know, it's a different kind of vehicle. BMWs cost more than Hondas, which you would expect. It just, again, different engineering. But, boy, I love Hondas and kind of like the BMW used vehicle, too.
Excellent.
So I'm looking at, you know, how much and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my CRV, which I love, is getting fixed. The whole back tail thing got tangled up in the garage door. It was ugly. It was really bad. I know. You feel for me, right? Anyway, thank you to Honda BMW for all the good things they do for our community. They are located off of Neal at Burwash and Savoy.
DriveChampaign.com.
DriveChampaign.com and say hey to Ben and his award-winning team next trip in. Okay, another text regarding immigration.
As a vet, I can tell you that women and children are used. Terrorists don't care. Here's another one. There has to be a check and balance. We've been letting everyone in with a welcome mat long enough.
And again, for those crying you're heartless, which is the political cry here, no. I mean, I'm for all of them. I'm for anybody who wants to come here. I'm just saying you've got to fill out the paperwork. We need a better, more efficient system. We need perhaps to be discerning in some cases who comes and who doesn't. Everybody in this world, I presume most anyway, would love to come here. We are blessed beyond measure. You have no idea. We live in the top 5% on the globe. And if you don't know it, travel and go to a third world country for 3 months, see how you come back. You'll be a different person. So it's just a question of can we please have a process? I'm for everybody having a chance to get here, but I'm not for allowing whoever can get through because it's a precedent. If you do that, you don't think the word gets out, the U.S. is letting everybody in, you got to go now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's horrible to see the women and children involved. And he's right. Terrorists don't care. I mean, how many stories have we heard about terrorists in the Middle East and around those parts where they train, going into the villages and hiding with women and children mm-hmm. so that any attempts to get them could harm the women and children? Who does that? Who hides behind women and children? Terrorists. Anyway, okay, appreciate all that. 359-2255. What do you think of Lovie's extension?
Right.
Lovie Smith, Illinois football coach with just 4 wins in 3 seasons in the Big Ten, and only 1 outside of Rutgers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, we beat Michigan State, Rutgers twice, and now Minnesota this year, which was the best game of the year, Minnesota. What do you think of his extension? Josh Whitman came to the microphones after the word came out, the release was released, and then Josh came to the microphones.
I have an insider's look at what's happening in Illinois football, and I have had that look now for the last 3 years. And today's announcement, I think, is really a culmination of that assessment. I recognize that we're not satisfied in any way with how many victories we've been able to post over the last 3 years. But I also see the progress that we've made. I've had the opportunity to study and look at this team and see the way that we have grown as a program, the steps that we put in place. And I recognize what the situation was when we arrived 3 years ago. I do think that stability is incredibly important when you find the right leadership. And I believe in Lovie Smith. I believe in the head football coach. I believe in the people he's put around him. And I recognize that we are entering into, I think, a hugely important offseason. I think that we have identified a group of staff members who are key to our future success. I think we've identified a core group of players who are coming back who are key to our future success.
All right, a couple of thoughts. I think Josh Whitman is a really smart guy. I think he's a really good guy and a really smart guy. But why would you extend a guy who had the worst defense in the history of Illinois football? Good question. Think about it. What happens next offseason? What happens with this recruiting class? You know what they say? Oh, he's not lasting there. You don't want your son to go there, ma'am. No, Lovie's out. That's what I heard.
Okay.
You go into living rooms and say Lovie Smith's on the hot seat. The media has already started the Lovie Smith's on the hot seat. He has to produce next year. It's over. Now, if you have that over your program, recruiting suffers. Who? Lovie's going to hire a defensive coordinator. Who's going to take the job? He's not going to be there. Are you going to move your family? What are you doing? Panic. Listen, some of the games were horrific this year. The worst was Iowa, senior day.
63-0.
It was awful. But then Northwestern, really good.
Right.
See, in the process of recovery, when you're trying to rebuild a program, you've got that. You know, you'll beat Minnesota by 30, and then you lose by 60. That's the process. So for Josh to step up and say, you know what? He's my guy. You ever see poker on TV, Texas Hold'em?
Oh, yeah.
That's called All In. Josh Whitman just tied his legacy to Lovie Smith. And you know what? I think it's pretty smart. What? Are you crazy? He was a... I do. I actually think, in thinking about this for the last 12 hours, I think it's smart.
Josh says stability is key.
It is, because the whole buzz would have been he's not making it.
That's
hot
right.
Hot seat. A coach is on the hot seat. Okay, we'll be right back. 359-2255, 359-2255. I want to talk about Mike Ditka as well, but what do you think about Lovie? 7:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, they are not coming into the USA. Some Central American migrants now in Mexico rushed the border near San Diego yesterday. Border Patrol fired tear gas. There were children screaming and coughing. At least 39 migrants were arrested. And Mexico's Interior Ministry says anybody trying to violently breach the border will be deported. The president holds 2 rallies in Mississippi today for Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith. She's in a runoff election tomorrow against Democrat Mike Espy.
Hyde-Smith has been dealing with backlash for weeks after a video emerged showing her at a campaign stop praising a friend by saying, if he invited me to a public hanging, I'd be on the front row. The president defended Hyde Smith last week, calling it a shame that she has got to go through this.
Fox's John Decker. Hyde Smith was appointed to that Senate seat this year. Mike Espy's a former congressman and U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. This is Fox News.
All right, ESPN 93.5 and local news now brought to you by Logic. It's a smarter way to work and play. You're impressed with Logic, I know, Diane.
I love it.
Your everyday community, 1807 South Neal Street in Champaign, childcare, restaurant, fitness, and workplace all in one building?
Yes.
LODGIC.org.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 25-year-old man is recovering after being shot Saturday night. Police responded to the area of John and Victor Streets on reports of gunshots at about 8 o'clock Saturday night. The victim was taken to a hospital in serious condition. Police say they do not have a suspect, but evidence shows the shooting was intentional. If you know anything about what happened, you're asked to contact Crime Stoppers. The number is 217-373-TIPS. A man accused of shooting his cousin more than a year ago is no longer facing charges. The News Gazette says a prosecutor has dismissed charges against 43-year-old Jose Miller. The victim initially told authorities that Miller allegedly shot him, but the prosecutor says the victim has now changed his story and now says he doesn't know who shot him. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Logic, an all-new kind of everyday community that makes sense for you. Drop in for the kids to have a safe childcare option to learn and play. As you stay focused nearby in the building with workspace and meeting areas to get the job done, you'll have the flexibility you need to thrive and prosper and keep your energy up with wholesome food options or get in a good workout in their fitness rooms, all under one roof. Logic, an inspiring community for work, play, food, and fun. 1807 South Neal, corner of Neal and St. Mary. Online at LODGIC.com.
Yeah, you ought to run through there. Off St. Mary's.
Go
right to St. Mary's and Neil in the back there.
They even have like a fire pit. It's not, real, but it's still real cool.
Know if your workout, gym, office, school, or public transportation services are clean. CMI has advanced technology that applies cleaning, coating, disinfectants more effectively, efficiently, and with greater convenience. 46 plus years of experience and expertise owned by Betsy and Brad Parks. Janitorial supply industry, one of the best ever, and they're local. 359-6262 online, cmiclean.com. They sponsor our weather. We've got weather, and my friends, particularly to the north, you got to be careful. You've got to go to Chicago today.
Now, for us, they're saying a chance of snow mainly before 11 a.m., and it's not going to be much, just a light dusting. But the wind advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. They've actually dropped a little down to 45 miles per hour, 55 when we came in, Stevie. Today's high at 31. Temperatures have already hit that, dropping down to 18 tonight. We're currently at 29. Sunshine and 24 tomorrow, down to 16. On Wednesday, sunny with a high 31 and low 26. Northwesterly gusts up to 45 miles an hour. It's 29. ESPN 93.5.
All right, what do you think of Lovie Smith? The extension for our head football coach through 2023. We don't know the numbers. He got $6 million all in $21 million all in for 6 years. That was the total deal. Chances are in a comparable extension, probably comparable money, maybe a little raise or maybe incentives or something. But Josh Whitman says he's my coach, he's my guy, we're staying with him, so let's stop the big season hot seat next year's talk.
Okay, let's start with Gary, who has a positive comment. I agree with Lovie's extension 100%. People who think this program can be turned around in 4 or 5 years are fooling themselves. The football head coaching job at the U of I will not be an attractive position for anyone else until the program is stable. Illinois fans underestimate the damage done to the top revenue sports by the previous athletic director. We also have a comment from Lily who says, I agree with you, Stevie. This was Josh's only move here when you really think about it. But when you say the media will start negative narrative, are you talking about your own programs, especially in the afternoon?
Yeah, hey, touche, you're right.
Okay.
Listen, and we're sports talk most of the day. You know, this is kind of politics, sports, whatever's going on, mm-hmm. is what we do here in the morning, kind of brief you on
trending
life,
topics,
what's happening. But for the rest of the day, you're right, and our guys might very well want him fired or whatever, but, you know, we kind of leave the door for them to express what they believe in their opinions,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we want your opinion. But, yeah, we don't quench any of that either.
Another person.
If you're not honest on a radio show, then you're not going to be credible.
That's right.
And if you got to kind of say what you believe, be authentic with it, and then let people react.
And this person says the extension is Josh's inability to admit that he got this wrong.
Well, listen, and maybe he did, but it's been 3 years. And another change. You know what else is worth discussing? This is an industry. This wringing your hands at Mike Krzyzewski's coming to Champaign to coach our basketball, it's the same stuff. It's like the hottest coach, the flavor of the month. If you do that, you'll never have anything. So what Josh Whitman did in going all in on Lovie is he's betting. Now, listen, Josh Whitman played college football mm-hmm. right here in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
He's a smart guy. This is a guy that I didn't know he watched a lot of the practices he's in. He watches film. What AD watches film? That's a little geeky, Josh, but that's good. But that tells you that he's really, and there were moments this year, and I've watched my team for a very, very long time, and there were moments this year I had not seen in a long, long time. Like, wow, we might be good kind of feel.
Uh-huh.
And then it went to the other extreme.
Right.
We're awful.
Right.
But that's, again, in a process, if you look at and you leave the emotion at the door, there are ups and downs, and you're dealing with freshman and sophomore, which is most of the team. We had 9 seniors. You're supposed to have like 25. So we have, I think, 11 more recruits to get in 3 weeks. 19th of December is when you verbally say, or do you sign? You get till December 19th to say, I'm coming to Illinois.
Okay.
We have 11 more guys to get.
Well, now that we have the firm footing.
Well, it's going to help.
Stability.
But if you don't do that, it's already Lovie on the hot seat, and I'm sure our shows would say that too, because it would probably be the media narrative between now and next season. Well, if he doesn't get to a bowl, he's out, you know, that kind of stuff. Now that's over. Because if the buyout this year was $12 million to say, Lovie, we don't want you anymore, and you start all over again, think about all the ramifications and the dominoes of all the coaching guys you might want to attract to Illinois, that there might be coaching openings and all these other things. Why would you bring your family here if Lovie's on the hot seat? You wouldn't. 359-2255, what do you think?
It was a 5-year rebuild, says Nick. We just finished year 3. It sounds like Cubs fans complaining about how the season was going the year ahead of when the Cubs won the World Series, 2 years ahead of their rebuild.
Yeah. Yeah. I love mixing baseball in there with the Cubs. Anyway, I think Josh Whitman made a very bold move, because Illini Nation, and particularly those online, which you got to think are very limited numbers that post things under 4 identities kind of thing to talk to themselves a little
mm-hmm.
bit stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a bold move. He is all in. And sometimes as a leader, you have to take a leap of faith, and he's just saying, Lovie's my guy. But every living room that's recruiting kids can't say he's gone because he just got an extension. That means he's our guy. I like enough of what I saw to think this is going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
But could it be that we're going to have some stability eventually in football? Because Lovie's not going anywhere. He's 60 years old. Nobody's going to hire Lovie. Now, if the guy was 40, problem. Because think about our program and our status over the last several decades. Who's going to come here and turn down a job at Florida, go to the SEC? They're going to leave. Lovie, if he stabilizes us, let's say that we go to a bowl game in the next year or two, and then a better bowl game, and all of a sudden we're ranked, and all. Then you got a program to hand off to somebody who says, yeah, I want that program, Lovie. Wow. That changes everything.
Okay. So Andy was asking about Coach Mike Ditka, and if you've talked to him, and if you have any updates.
Yes, I heard the news Saturday. I know that they haven't really released when it happened. I'm not sure why, but I don't think it's a big secret.
What it happened?
He had a minor heart attack.
Okay.
I actually got a text from my friend Ron, who told me, and I had not heard, and I immediately tried getting hold of Diana, Mike's wife, and there was no answer, and then she called me back.
Okay.
I had text Coach Thanksgiving night. I said, Coach, we're off on Friday. I'll call you in a week, and had not heard. He usually responds. So I was a little concerned, but not really. Hadn't heard a thing. Says Mike Ditka suffers heart attack, the headlines on ESPN on Saturday. And apparently he was on the golf course, didn't feel well, and took him to the hospital. The news broke Saturday, and I think this happened Tuesday. So I asked Diana, I said, how's he doing? He says, I think he's going to be okay. They're going to keep him in the hospital a while longer. And I said, does he know what happened? He says he does now because he called me this morning to tell me. So, in other words, there's several days there that he didn't know what was going on.
Okay.
Now, I know a couple of things about Coach Mike Ditka. He's not a good guy to lay around. There's going to be, if so he's if,
not a good patient.
No. I would think he's, if, hey, I'm fine. He's
he wants
guy,
to go home.
Listen, when he had, this is his third heart attack. In 1988, he was coaching the Chicago Bears. 1988, he had a heart attack. The guy was back to work in 11 days. So he's, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good. Last time he had it, he called me. He said, yeah, I'm coming home. I'm out of the hospital. I'm fine. Yeah, let's go. I'm fine. So that's him.
Right. He's 79.
Yep. And so apparently he's, again, he goes and golfs about every day. He's down in Naples, Florida, where he lives when it's cold here. And, yeah, thankfully, you can say a prayer for Mike Ditka. But I think he's going to be okay. I'll probably try and text him here today or tomorrow just to check in because I'm sure he's, if he's in his hospital bed, not a lot going on. And he's probably already itching to get out. Yeah, I'm fine. Let me go. I'm good. Anyway, thank you for your concerns. I did hear from quite a few people when the news broke. And again, I feel good that he'll be okay and hopefully back on the air. I don't know if he'll be back Friday, but, you know, maybe. I'm telling you what, this guy gets up and goes. And he'll be out on the golf course as soon as they let him.
Quote from his longtime agent, Steve Mandel. He appreciates the outpouring of support and expects to be home soon.
Yep. Okay. I was going to put together a book. I talked to Steve Mandel years ago. I had a book title called The World According to Ditka.
Mm-hmm.
And these are quotes over the years of what he gave us. And okay. I showed him and he liked them, but they were working on another book at the time and they weren't going to do that book if I was going to do this book. And I said, well, Rick Thielander is a award-winning writer who's working with Mike on stuff. I said, you ought to do Rick. I mean, they'll sell better and do more, and I'd kind of put it back on the shelf. But I think that would be a fun little book, The World According to Ditka, some of the quotes over the years.
Well, we know Stop It would be one of the forerunners.
That's a page, yeah. 359-2255. We've talked about immigration. Lovey Smith, what do you think of his extension? I'm on board with it. And again, it was the worst defense in the history of our program. For Josh Whitman to go all in after that shows, well, could show anything. But if it works, you're going to look back and go, man, that dude has vision. If it doesn't work, said, see, I told you, it was trash. But the people that are wanting to fire Lovey today, it starts all over again. It's going to be, okay, would you take the job? Would you do that for me? I know you're just the defensive coordinator at XYZ program, but yeah, it's a really nice town. I mean, you aren't going to get anybody. You've got to have stability, but if it works, you got yourself something going here.
Uh-huh.
Because there'll be people lined up to take the program over from the hero, Lovey Smith, and the bigger visionary, Josh Whitman. He's all in. The chips are on the table. There is no doubt. 359-2255. What do you think? We'll jump to sports coming up.
In Urbana, Champaign, and Rantoul.
Sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
Well, since we're kind of talking Lovey Smith, Northwestern won 24-16 over Illinois on Saturday. But, you know, I'm reading over the statistics right now. Illinois averaged 243 rushing yards per game in 2018, the fifth most in single-season history.
No, listen, offensively, no problem. Way to go, Rod Smith. Way to go, Lovey. That's working. That's looking good. I mean, we need receivers. We need, you know, we need a few things, but defensively was the concern. And but yet again, we looked pretty darn good against Northwestern. Then why'd we look so good? It's just that's up and down,
right?
With freshmen and sophomore, that's the process.
Illinois ends the season at 4-8, 2-7. Chase McLaughlin connected for the trifecta of field goals, 21, 29, and 26 yards. He had a great season too. So Illinois basketball yesterday, winners over Mississippi Valley State, 86-67. Illinois volleyball winners over Purdue on senior night Saturday. So now we're getting ready to host the NCAA tournament. That's Friday and Saturday, Eastern Michigan, Friday night at 7. Tickets go on sale at 9 a.m. We had the Colts over Miami, 27-24. Minnesota over Green Bay in the late night game, 24-17. Tonight, Tennessee and Houston. Also, Bulls in San Antonio and Pacers in Utah in NBA action this evening.
Okay, Mel.
I want to say GCMS and Monticello Sages. Congratulations.
Thank you. Gibson City, Melvin Sibley rolled over Moroa.
Yeah.
Moroa was good.
I know.
So Gibson City, Melvin Sibley, two perfect years, two state championships. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
I only wish the Saturday weather would have been there for Friday because they had some conditions. Darn it.
This Coley, is it Welter? Coley, C-U-L-L-Y. I would love to get him on the air.
Yeah.
I want to congratulate all Monticello and their team. I watched that. I had to tape it, and then I watched it later.
Okay.
I mean to tell you what, that is as good of an offense as I have ever seen at that level. 500 kids in their school. It was a pro style, and they could pass it. Now, it was completely different for Byron. It was smash-mouth football. Up the middle, we're going to run you down. And in this case, the passing in the rain won.
Yeah.
And they could throw the football, man. They had kids that could catch a football. They had kids that could run. This number 35 for Monticello, star of the game, made a remarkable interception. I mean, this is 24-20. This is a really good football game. Monticello beats Byron for the 3A championship. And I'm telling you, Monticello, Coach Culley, I mean, tip of the hat, I would like to talk to Culley and ask him about what he was wearing. Because if you were outside at all on Friday, the wind was like sideways.
Okay.
The rain was sideways.
Culley wasn't bundled up enough, Stevie.
He's in a windbreaker and shorts.
Okay.
He's a shorts, one of those shorts guys that goes to work every day in the winter in shorts.
Exactly.
I said, Culley, it's not August, man. What are you doing? Anyway, congratulations.
Yeah, Colin Welter is his name.
I think it's Culley. C-U-L-L-Y, right?
It's on the page as Cullen.
Okay.
C-U-L-L-E-N.
Last name is?
And 14-0. Welter.
Welter, yeah. Culley Welter, I think 10 years at Monticello, but he was an Aledo head football coach. Aledo, I think, won three state championships. Culley Welter becomes the second coach in Illinois history to win state championships with two schools. So, hats off. Well, I'm so glad you mentioned. I can't believe I forgot because I really wanted to talk about. Hey, I haven't talked about Tiger and Phil. There's a lot from. I haven't talked to them. Maui. I haven't talked about Maui.
It's been off.
Yeah. So, we'll get to all of it here coming up. You can text in any thoughts, 359-2255. I would really want to get Culley on. I want to work on that.
Okay.
Because that was a show, man. That was amazing. And usually, the Central and South don't beat the North in the title games. Well, they did this time. So good going, Monticello, the Sages. Hey, stay connected to your finances while you're on the go this holiday season with mobile banking at Busey. Manage your accounts anytime, anywhere using your mobile device. Mobile banking at Busey provides a number of advantages for users, including convenience, time saving. It's safe and secure. That's usually a big question. Is it safe? It is. Busey offers options on how you access your accounts on the go. Busey mobile app, Busey text, BuseyMobile.com. Busey committed and dedicated to making your banking hassle-free no matter where your holiday travel plans take you with their innovative and secure mobile solutions. Download the Busey mobile app today. I've got it on my phone. I can go right now and see how much I got in the account. Access your accounts anytime, anywhere. Visit Busey.com. Call 800-67-BUSEY for details, 800-67-BUSEY, your dream, our promise, member FDIC.
Alec Bundy, number 35 for the Sages.
Oh, boy, he was something. I think he had three touchdowns, and he made an interception toward the end of the game, and he closed on that receiver. It was a heck of an interception. The kid's good. I mean, 35 was Alec Bundy?
Yeah.
Terrific. fired up for Monticello. Kind of a big fan of the way they did that.
It's He's amazing. A senior. Wonder if he'd like to go to the U of I.
Well, he'll play. If he wants to play, he'll play somewhere.
Awesome.
I mean, there's a lot of football programs that want that kid. Okay, we're going to break for the news here coming up again. Any thoughts on what we've discussed? Lovie Smith extension?
Text in saying, Alex, a family owned a Bulldog Pizza in Mahomet.
I've never had Bulldog Pizza. Maybe you want to call for advertising for them. Hmm?
Some people are saying he should be called Al Bundy.
What was the show? What was that?
I can think of Frank Sinatra Love and Marriage song.
Yeah, all right. Al Bundy in that show. But none of us can remember.
Married with Children.
Yeah, that's it. All right, 359-2255. You want to text in anything at all about observations? Phil and Tiger, I did watch. I'll get to that coming up. Also, the Maui tournament, a few thoughts about that coming up. More on Lovie Smith extension. And your thoughts? Only one real negative about how Josh won't admit that he got it wrong. I think it's brilliant, but I do think he shoved all his chips in the middle. He is all in. We're right back. Stay with us.
Jerry.